Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture market analysis time now as we figure out what happened yesterday with the markets with the help of Carl Setzer of Consus Ag Consulting on AgriTalk. He blames Tuesday's narrow range, some of it anyway, on the Fed.
Some comments from the Fed came in and they spooked some managed money talk that there is no more interest rates on the foreseeable, on the foreseeable future. There's been concerns about the labor market moving forward, and inflation did cool, but it's still there. And you throw all these together, we've been in a volatile market. You know, we've become immune to seeing gold trade $158 in a session. You know, silver trading $4.70 today. It's just unreal. And I think that's a lot of it. It spilled over into the, into the ag sector. We just didn't have any interest today. Yeah. And let's face it, we got the forum starting on Thursday. Yeah, it's a short week. Really, we're in the midst of the proverbial winter doldrums in the market. And I really think that's just a lot of it. It isn't like we saw these markets just get beat down. I mean, they pretty much just traded where they opened all day.
Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, who called Tuesday kind of a non-event day.
Yeah, that soybean market still looks strong. Commitment of Traders report on Friday showed that the funds bought 93,000 contracts the week prior. So they're in here defending those long positions. We were down 5 cents overnight, but rallied back nicely during the day session, and I think that'll continue. They're still banking on this China coming in and buying this old crop soybeans that Trump posted, on social media. On the corn side, though, we did see some selling there, and this is a tough, tough week for the corn market. March options expire this Saturday, and that means there's a lot of farmers selling, a lot of farmer contracts that are, you got to sell by this week type, and you saw some of that farmer selling today. A year ago, this week was pretty tough on the corn market, and it might set up the same way this week. So it's fun looking at those numbers, but that's budget only. They'll show a decrease in corn acres and an increase in beans. The next real big thing is probably your March 31st planting intentions report. And after the big adjustment in acres in January, everyone's going to be a little sour with any USDA forecast on acres. So there'll be plenty of controversy back and forth. It's actually just as simple as we had a whole lot of corn acres last year and people like to rotate. It's that simple. This USDA outlook form is just for budget reasons only. So I take it with a grain of salt. But because, there's a lot of dorks like me, we'll overanalyze it Thursday morning and talk about it Thursday and Friday and trade it. And then by Monday, forget about it.
Here's Carl Setzer's thoughts on South American crop size and weather influence on U.S. markets.
When you look at that massive soybean crop, 6.6 billion bushels of soybeans they're trying to wrangle down there. Well, we're going to see it impact corn production. My question is it going to impact it enough that we maybe see some Safrina acres? They got a time window they're going to be knocking up on the door of here pretty soon, along with, it's no different in the U.S., the later you get, the more your yields are impacted. So, but the thing is, like you said, that's not enough of a story to build on now. That's a March or April story. That's not a February story. The soybean issues in Brazil, the quality, and let's be honest, the quality doesn't mean the soybeans aren't there. It just means we're going to find a different use for them. All of a sudden that's they're going to go to biodiesel. I mean, trust me on that. But, the soybean story, I think, in South America is across the border in Argentina. I mean, their soybean crop went from, the start of January, that crop was 65-66% good to excellent, 0% poor, very poor. And here we are in mid-February, and the crop is 32% good to excellent, 32% poor to very poor. And when you look at the calendar, there's not a lot of time to recover from a loss like that.
Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting on AgriTalk yesterday. All right, we've got a weather day. Let's get the latest forecast now on Inside Agriculture.